Then the drugs causing scleroderma, there is a list of the drugs. I'm also going to share these drugs in the written form. These include bleomycin, pentazocine, progestin, vitamin B12, vitamin K, cocaine, d-penicillin, amine, interferon, beta, uricil, paclitaxel, methysergide, gemcitabine, bromocriptine, bisoprolol, carbidopa, ibuprofen, mitomycin C. Then what is the disease course and prognosis of systemic sclerosis? I've just mentioned it that the average life expectancy of the patients is reduced by 16 to 34 years as compared to the age and the sex matched population. The case-specific mortality is high, and up to half of the cases diagnosed with systemic sclerosis ultimately die from the disease. Roughly a third of these deaths are due to pulmonary fibrosis, and a quarter each due to pulmonary hypertension and cardiac disease. In the cardiac diseases, it's mainly due to heart failure and arrhythmias. Other causes can be infection and malignancy, which accounts for two-thirds of the non-systemic sclerosis-related deaths. But the main cause is pulmonary fibrosis, pulmonary hypertension, and cardiac disease. But overall, the mortality of the cases have been improved in the past few years due to the better treatment used regimes, better follow-up of the patients, and also the better awareness and education of the patient. Improvement in survival is also has been increased due to the use of ACE inhibitor, which reduce the chances of the renal crisis.